Good morning, church family, on this wonderful Tuesday morning. It's the 5th of October. And it's so great that I have the opportunity to share with you today all about Psalm 100. Let's read the whole psalm together. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. Now yesterday we saw an invitation and yet also a command that we shout out our wonder and appreciation for God. Today, as we focus on verse 2, we will see another aspect of offering praise and worship to God. Reading the same verse from three different versions of the Bible, we get a better grasp of the meaning in this verse. The New Living Translation says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. The New King James says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And Psalm 100, verse 2 in the Message says, bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourself into his presence. Now let me put you all at rest immediately. I promise you I will not sing during this, as we work through the psalm. There is mention here of worship, of service, of gladness and laughter. But all three versions include singing as a part of worship and praise. C.S. Lewis said, the most valuable things the psalms do for me is to express the same delight in God which made King David dance. You see, praise, or informing God how great he is in our sight because of what he has done for us and because of who he is, and worship, when we express our adoration of God, and this is not restricted to only Sunday mornings. The best times of singing to God I ever had was whilst driving in peak hour traffic on my own in the car. It was a blessing that I was alone. Nobody else was subjected to my voice, but I did get many amused stares from the drivers around me. Now, Israel used to go to the temple to worship God, but today our physical bodies are the temple of God, so that wherever we are, God is, and we can worship. We are the new temple, able to come before God, to come into his presence in confidence, or to come there boldly without fear at any time. And Jesus made this possible for us by his death on the cross. In Ephesians 3 verse 12 it says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So singing to God with joy and gladness or laughter establishes a positive atmosphere for the rest of our day. We find that we will smile quicker and more often, seeing the humorous side of a situation, but still taking it seriously. You know, the one thing I found, that when I smile more often, others smile too. Being glad or happy about life just shows that you are not taking yourself too seriously. And you can accept correction and not get hung up on a problem when plans go wrong. Ooh, excuse me. The good news is that God really wants his children to experience all the goodness that life can offer. Psalm 35 verse 27 says, God is great. Everything works together for the good of his servants, from the Message translation. This is the God whom we serve and offer up shouts and songs of praise and worship. Songs that are a blessing to God. He will never say, please go and find the notes that keep falling between the cracks, for which I'm eternally grateful. He will not even say to you, don't give up your day job and try out for SA's Got Talent. Because it's not about our ability. Praise and worship is about our heart wanting to worship and praise God. It is intent, not about our skill level, nor the ability to sing in tune, despite what other people may say. In Romans 8:27, the first half of the verse says this. It says, God who sees into our hearts, who knows what the thoughts of our hearts are and what our intent is as far as the Spirit is concerned. Yeah. God wants us to worship Him with all our heart. And then there's the command word in this verse. It's that word, come. Come into His presence. And that highlights a relationship between God and His people, the people who worship Him. It is not the authoritarian command of an autocratic ruler demanding his subjects appear before him in fear and trembling. Instead, this is a loving invitation of a father to all his people. Come, singing joyfully into my presence, worshipping and praising. This is why times of worship together as God's family is so important. It's not just a time of singing and making a noise. It is a time where we can, together as God's family, honor Him for all He has done for us. And not hurt the family by trying to skip the worship time and come in late. Father God, You are worthy of our praise and worship. We give thanks for how You hold creation in Your hands, for another day of life that You have gifted us. You are the beginning and the end of all life, the perfect example of love and grace and patience, and we worship You this morning. Lord, may we find ample opportunity today to lift up words and songs of worship to You. In Jesus' name, amen. And we'll continue with verse 3, God willing, tomorrow.